Hi, welcome to the second gutter edition of the week. I've just been clapped in by Neil Atkinson. He's here.
To some clap, that was one of your best.
It was one of his best claps.
It like you might have got the celebratory oh yes at the start of this recording as well. If you rewind, you might get it.
That was the voice of Phil Blundell. Would you describe it more as a thunder clap than a standard applause type clap?
Yeah, it was, you know, some would say unnecessary, but you know, it was
wouldn't. It's because this is a video as well, and it helps just to sync audio and video together neatly. And that's why I have to clap with such... Well, I don't have to do it so brilliantly, but this time out I did.
Like when they clip the board.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like a clapperboard. That's why they call
Harry
it a clapperboard.
Harry did one of those the other day. Yeah, it worked. You can do it... It was like a horizontal clap.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can
I'm
do
just,
that.
I'm just glad to hear this thing you do is actually works.
It's almost like Ash knows what he's doing, Phil.
Well, it's a good job this particular gutter, this special gutter, is on video as well as audio. Andy's enjoying that element of it. Him and I are D-Mob happy because we're going on our holes tomorrow. Different airports, but we'll be spotted looking for footballers who might be boarding planes to various places. Should we talk about some transfers?
I think we want them arriving, by the way. Obviously, I'd rather have an arrival.
One's at Manchester and one's at Liverpool. Footballers getting on planes is no good for anyone.
Yeah, we want them arriving.
Okay, here's the first topic of business today, because I've been giving it some thought, been listening to my own show.
Excellent news.
I was listening to you and Neil Jones chatting on the Monday show and thinking, I was thinking all this talk about buying... We're selling Fabinho... Let's work in a universe where we're selling Fabinho and Henderson, because I think, sure as day follows night, that is going to happen. And I don't want to truck any dissent at the moment on that, because I know there's some flakiness with one of those Saudi clubs, but I just do think it's going to happen. So let's just work in a universe where it is, and we need to buy two players. Now, everyone is saying in all these conversations, of course, Liverpool needs to buy two players, and one of them can be Romeo Lavia, say, for sure, but the other one, he's got to be this ready-to-go straight inexperienced fella, right? Everyone is kind of saying that, albeit with some nuance around it. Then you start talking about the names, and only this morning there's talk that Bayern would sell Leon Goretzka, Joshua Kimmich. There's talk, Paulinho's name gets thrown in. We talked on the show the other day about Calvin Phillips. Who else? Wherever you look, there's talk of lads who are 28 who might be able to do a Fabinho-like job of sorts. And the more I think about it, start with you, Phil, with this one. I kind of think, aren't we just... if we get rid of Fabinho for 40 million, we've got rid of a problem. Although we have a problem, we've also got rid of a problem. A problem that was emerging throughout last season, and we thought, we're going to have to sell for Fabinho. And any conversation I had on gutters during the course of last season was, if we get a decent bid for Fabinho, we'll fuck Fabinho right off. Well, here we are. We've got a decent bid for him. We're going to fuck him right off. Do we really want to buy Fabinho too, is what I'm asking, just because we say, well, he's going to have a bit of experience? Or is this something a bit tautological about looking to buy a Fabinho to replace a Fabinho, if you know what I mean?